I want to begin this Zman, our winter Zman of learning, with something that's very, very much a part of Pnimiyas HaTorah, of the inner life of Torah, to learn Chassidus, some real Chassidusha Torah, that's based upon the teaching of the Kedushas Levi in this parasha, of the Holy Badishev in this parasha. The teaching of the Badishev is on the Pasuk, Va'avram zokein bo b'yomim v'Hashem beruch Avram b'kol. That Avram Avinu was old, and that Hashem benched him, Hashem blessed him, b'kol, everybody knows what b'kol, we spoke about that a little bit last year, all different explanations of what b'kol means. But what we're going to focus on here in this Torah, what we're going to learn, Chazal tell us in the Medrash Tanchuma that Avram Avinu was troubled that although people were aging and aging, you know, in those days they lived long, but it didn't show on them. They weren't physically aging. They would come to that time to die, and that would be the end. And Avram Avinu felt that a distinction should be made between a father, a son, and a grandson, and therefore he asked, in a certain way, for zikna, for old age, to become a part of life. So he is the one who is to be blamed. Hashem responded and said, good, you're right. And from that time on, the gray hair, the white beard, the wrinkles, the difficulty getting up the steps, and so on and so forth, all of that was mischadesh zikna, aging, or old age. The physical manifestations of old age became part of life. And the Svam talk about this. This is not something we would think that's not something that we should be thrilled with. It's not such a gewaltige thing. There's billions of dollars that people spend trying to stay young and trying to get rid of the wrinkles and trying to somehow fool the Malach HaMavis or whatever. People are trying everything. So what does that mean, that zikna, old age, came from that tefillah, or that request of Avram Avinu? In this Torah we're going to learn, in Pnimius, the chilik, the distinction between a Jew and a goy, what a Jew is and what a non-Jew is. We're going to talk about that. So, this sefer is not very well known. It only came out a short time ago. It's called Mesameach Tzion, on Bereishis and Shmais, from a Jew by the name of Ben Tzion Appel from Ashdod. And I have found it to be a wonderful, wonderful sefer, where he takes a certain Torah from one of the tzaddikim and develops it and helps us apply it into the pratim of our lives. So look where it says, Avaidas HaYehudi, Tikkun HaMidos, Mekor Gilui, Or HaNeshama. We're not going to finish it this time. I think we'll be able to do it in two shiurim. Isa B'Chazal, on the left side. Isa B'Chazal, She'ad Avram Avinu LaHaya Zikna Ba'olam. As I just said, Chazal revealed to us that until Avram Avinu, people lived to a very old age, but there was no aging. And the Badishva explains, what is that? What did Avram Avinu change in the world? And why is it something that we need to be forever grateful for? Even though we don't enjoy that feeling of aging, yet, nevertheless, the zikna, is something that Avram Avinu brought into the world, and it's obviously something which is good. What does that mean? Sha'af shegam ad Avram Avinu hayu anoshim she'ovdu v'hiskilu lahagbir or ha'seich l'alamidus. We need to understand what changed with Avram Avinu. That's our father. Until then we didn't have a father. Avram Avinu is our father. What changed? What was different from Avram Avinu and on? When we understand that, we'll also understand the difference between a Jew and someone who's not Jewish, on a deeper level. What changed? Because until Avram Avinu, there were people, she'ovdu v'skil lahagbir or ha'seich l'alamidus. There were great people before Avram Avinu. There was Chanoch, and there was Odom, and there was Shem, and Sushalach. There were great people. And these were people that used their intellect to try to stay apart from the immorality of the times that they were living in. They were people who tried to use their minds and their intellects to control the desires, the taivas that they were having. lafiach bekirbam ruach chayim, to have in their lives a ruach of life. Mikomakom loy zochul hagiyah lahamshich bekirbam adrege al yonid dezikna. Still, these people, as great as they were before Avraham Avinu, they were not able to draw into this world this madrego, this mitzias that is called zikna, old age. That began with Avraham Avinu. The Avram zokein b'aviyamim. Zikna began, old age began with Avraham Avinu. That old age should show on a person. Even though these tzaddikim before Avraham Avinu were great people, they were not able to draw into the world this midah, this reality of zikna. But somehow Avraham Avinu, with his kedusha, with his holiness, he reached this madrega of the Avraham zokein, of old age. Zokein bab yomim, being in Yoimin Eloin, like the Zohar says, with these great exalted days, he came somehow to this point of old age. Whereas before they lived hundreds of years, but nothing changed in them. Avraham Avinu brought zikna. So we need to understand, what does zikna mean? What's so gewaldig about it? And why is it that Avraham, how did that make Avraham Avinu different and us, his children and grandchildren, different than the rest of the world? So again, this is all the teaching of the Kedushas Levi, explaining the Bedichshav in this parasha. Avaydus Adam l'sakein u'zakech midoysev v'l'ha'iram. The avaydus of a person in this world is to try to refine ourselves, to purify ourselves from all of the negative characteristics and traits that we come into the world with. U'l'ha'iram, and to illuminate our lives with something much better. Yeitzer lev ha'adam ra min u'rav. It says in Pasuk, in Parshas Noach, that Yetzer Lev, at the end of Bereishis, Yetzer Lev HaAdam Ra Min Urav, that man by nature is inclined towards evil. Midosav HaTivyim, the natural midas, if any of us would just allow ourselves to go on the natural setting of what we feel like doing, so we would destroy ourselves and we would destroy many other people in the process. The natural characteristics of a person come from the world of separation and division. And they draw a person, we see a person who doesn't work on himself, if he leaves himself to his nature, he's drawn into chitzonius, into all that's external, shallow and superficial, and havalim, and narishkeit, and worse than narishkeit, into evil. V'avoydus Adam, the avoda of our lives, is lahagbir sichlei v'nishmasai, to strengthen the koach of our minds and to reveal our nishamas, ulahashlitam al midoisav yitzarv, so that our seichel, that the mind, the intellect, what we know is right, should control over what we feel like doing, that what we know should be stronger than what we feel. The tzaddikim have taught us, the Bedichva talks about this, that there are two ways, there are two madregas, ha'eich l'sakin l'zakech midas, there are two ways for each and every one of us to refine our midas, which is the tachas of our lives. There are two ways to do this. Ha'eich mitzad ha'seichel. One is mitzad ha'seichel, to use our minds, our intellect. A person has a taiva, let's say, he has a strong desire to indulge in certain foods. The doctor told him, the way you're going, you're going to die when you're 50. And the doctor gives him this to read and that to read. On a very simple level, this person's responsibility is to be able to be magbir, to strengthen the seichel over the guf. His body tells him, this kishka is going to be good. His body tells him, you're going to love this piece of kugel. And so it's not such a big deal. Everybody around you eats kugel. They're heavier than you. They have bigger problems than you. They're all eating kugel. So you can also have this extra piece of, I'm not talking about one piece of kugel, that of course you have to. I'm talking about a second piece of kugel. So you could also have a second piece of kugel. But then he remembers, yeah, but I had this schmooze with the doctor. The doctor showed me all the studies. He also showed me my family history. And he showed me a picture of what my arteries are starting to look like. So seichel. My seichel has to be stronger. My taiva, my body is telling me eat. And my seichel says, don't eat. So on the most basic level, the avoid of a person is to be mechazik the seichel, to strengthen his seichel. Now, our seichel means the seichel of all the Torah that we've ever learned, including what we're talking about right now, and to be able to use our understanding of Hashem's truth, to use that in order to control ourselves, not to slip into the natural habits that come with being in this world. That's one way. That's one way of refining our midas. Ba'asheni, the second way is much stronger, is much greater. Ha'asheni is mitzad ha'neshama. Ha'asheni is mitzad ha'neshama. That somehow, in some way, which is all of the teachings of the Baal Shem Tov revolve around this nakuda, how can I reveal my neshama to myself? In other words, each and every one of us has a chelek elokam yimal. Each and every one of us has elokus, godliness inside of us. We're Yidden, we're Jews. How can I, in the course of my life, bring out that elokus that's within me? How can I draw out that inner reality that it should have an influence over my day-to-day life? So we have seichel. Every person has seichel, some more, some less. But a person has intelligence. And therefore, that decision to have a piece of unhealthy food or not to have it, that is a decision that an intelligent Jew and an intelligent non-Jew have the same access to that information. They can both look up the same book, if anybody looks at books anymore, the same website, and they can look up, you know, they could go Google and look it up and see what Google does, and they show you pictures that the Google's killing you. And the same, so the guy doesn't eat Google, so he eats, potato, pancake, whatever he eats, French fries. And he looks on the thing and he Googles French fries and he sees a picture of the French fries killing him. So he also knows, so he can also use his seichel. A person can use seichel, and therefore, throughout history, there were civilizations, Baruch Hashem, more in modern times, where civilizations realize that, look, we can't go on killing each other. This is not working. We've got to try something else. And Seichel says that if we sit and we talk, and maybe we work this in and out, that we could all have a better life. We could all prosper. So there's Seichel. And Seichel is a very precious and valuable tool to be used by everybody in the world to improve the quality of life and to become a better person. That's Seichel. The difference between a Jew and a Goy, the difference between a Ben Noach and a Ben Avraham is not seichel. Just to say the Jews are smarter, that's not enough. Even though it says in Torah, we believe that, is that we have a certain edge. But that doesn't make a Jew better, the fact that he's smarter. And we've seen many, many smart Jews floating down the river. That doesn't make him better. So the fact that a person is smarter doesn't make him better. Forget, sometimes you're smarter, it could be worse. So, and there are some very, very simple and kind and sweet people that are not professors, and their lives are
much better,
healthier, more ethical, decent lives. So seichel, even though you say even though we believe that a yid has a certain edge, or as a people, we have a certain edge, that's not it. The edge that a Jew has is not his seichel. The edge that a Jew really has is his neshama, and that's what the B'dish was talking about in this piece. Ha'adam nichan b'seichel b'chachma. A human being was blessed with seichel, with intelligence, with a brain. U'bekoach ha'karas ha'seichel yuchel ha'adam lahakir ba'afsius nefesh ha'bahamas amidoseah. And if a person uses his intellect, he could come to the conclusion that it's not kedai to be a behemoth. It's wrong to be a behemoth. I want to be honest. I've decided I should be a better husband, a better father, a better son, a better daughter. I've decided that. And a person can use seichel to make those decisions to improve the quality, the moral quality of his life, to be a better person, to fight against the nefesh ha'bahamis, the demons inside of him. He can make that decision using his seichel. V'yuchal ha'hashlut aleha or sichlai. And he could draw into his life the light of intelligence, the light of intellect, and make better decisions with his life. And you and I have seen this, and we've even tried it from time to time. She'akol ma'isev ha'nagosev al-pi seichel. To make that decision, that from now on, I'm going to think before I do something. I'm going to think. I'm going to be a more thought out person. I'm going to be more careful. I'm not going to be a behemah anymore. An animal
has a taiva.
He goes after his taiva. An animal has a desire. The animal is led by its desire. I don't want to live that way anymore. I have met, and you have met, people who have been addicted to alcohol, to drugs, to smoking, and other things that have heroically turned their lives around. And to a large extent, it depended upon making a conscious decision with all of the aces and all of the help to make a conscious decision to say, Adkan, enough. I'm not going to live this way anymore. It's killing me. It's killing my wife. It's killing my kids. I'm not going to be this anymore. I'm not going to do this anymore. And to live with seichel. To live with seichel. Like a behem, the mshechas achar tzinev etiva. Omnam, however, so that's pretty admirable. And we look up to that. And we're all thinking, halavai, halavai, I should be a bal seichel, right? But that's not the highest madrega. That's not the essence of a Jew. Because every human being has seichel, more or less, some more, some less. But every human being has seichel. And again, that's not the edge that we have being Jews. There's something unique and different about us. Our biggest enemies know that. We can't always put our finger on it. But that edge that we really have is not the Or HaSeichel. It's not the light of the intellect. What it is really is the light of the Neshama. It's true, even though the intellect means that man has an advantage over animals, and a brighter person, maybe over a person who's not as bright. That's true. It's a maila, it's a chash of a thing. Mikomakom, nevertheless, ein zeh shleimus hanirtza, that is not the ultimate ideal. That's not the shleimus of a Jew. That's not the shleimus of a Jew. And Hashem Shabbat created each person with a different madrega of seichel. There's some people that no matter how much you take this course and that course, you could take Stanley Kaplan's, I don't know if he still does that, those courses on the SATs that they used to have years ago. You could have a person, let's say, that he's in the 900, I don't know how the numbers are, but it used to be the 900, okay, so he's in a certain range. No, I'm talking about a guy that, let's say, he could do a 900 or a 1,000. And if you work hard with him in Stanley Kaplan's, and he pushes you for 6 months, you could bring him up to an 1,100, you know, an 1,120. You're not going to take a guy that was a 600 or whatever, to take him and make him into a 1450, you know what I mean? And if they say that it's happened, I don't believe it. It means that he had the test in advance. And even then, those people are usually not bright enough to figure it out. So that doesn't work like that. A little bit with hard work and diligence, you can make an improvement. But this guy's not going to be all of a sudden a rugged chug. He's not going to be a Vilna Gaon the next day. It doesn't happen like that in life. That a human being has seichel, one has more than the other, but the shleimus of a person, each and every Jew has a chelek elokam yimhal. Each and every one of us was created with a neshama. There isn't a Jew in the world who cannot keep all of Torah mitzvahs. There isn't a Jew who can't overcome whatever bad habit that he has, even those things that the whole world says you were born this way and you're doomed to die this way. You're doomed to die this way. I myself have had, it's the misfortune, but also the source of even spending time talking, trying to give chizik to chevra that are considered to be in the secular world by many people to have a certain taiva that can't be helped, that can't be repaired. Certain people that have netiyas towards homosexuality, Hashem Yirachem, other things, where everybody says there's nothing you can do about it. You're stuck. There's nothing. You can't change. And it's sheker. It's simply not true. I myself have seen it. I myself, Baruch Hashem, have been a sandik at brisen of parents where the father was labeled that he's such a person, and it's a struggle, unbelievable struggle, different madrigas. But seichel itself, in most of these cases, seichel itself is not that's not the secret weapon that a Jew has. It's a good thing, seichel, and it could help, but it's not the secret weapon. The secret weapon that each and every one of us has in our arsenal is the neshama. Is the neshama. Therefore, mikomokam ein zeh shleimus hanirtza ubechol zeh adayin lo yegi lemailas adam eshe nivra b'tzelem lekim. The fact that you're exceptionally bright, that doesn't mean that you're going to live your life in the image of God and to reach the potential that you could have reached, even though you're brilliant and you wrote this book and you got this degree. Ki af sichel v'daitoi hu koach mugbal mikoiches hanefesh. Because the seichel, even though the seichel of a human being is for a human being his greatest tool, nevertheless, it's also mugbal. Mugbal means it's also limited. It's also bound by the limitations of human existence. Vaday shemayles haseichel gavoah harbi me'etzem hamidus. It's true. The seichel is certainly stronger than midus, and a person who thinks deeply and uses his mind can be in control of his midus, can certainly improve the quality of his life and become a much greater person. Mikol makom ein ze tachlis hanirtzev. That's not the ultimate tachlis of a Jew. Ki ha'odam nivra b'tzelem u'kin. Because man was created in God's image. Va'avodasa b'yimei chayiv, and the avoida, the work of a Jew in the course of his life, is la'agi la'darge ruchanis, darge elokis, is to be able to reach higher than the boundaries and the limitations of human life and existence, and to access that part of ourselves that's elokus, that's godly, that's something beyond this world. Something can never be explained. It's something that no one could ever understand. It can't be written about in a book, and you couldn't prove it, and you can't explain it. Alder HaKosev, it says in Tilum, Ani Amarti Elohim Atem, that when we came to Har Sinai, at that moment we reached a level where, even though we fell afterwards, that's not finished how that happened, but we reached a madrega of Ani Amarti Elohim Atem, to come to such a level of where the elokus, where godliness was so clear and was felt in such a clear way. Ula madrega zu leyagi mitzad ma'ilas sichla. You mentioned Aristotle before. Aristotle was a genius. The Rambam had tremendous respect for him. The Rambam said that of human intelligence there are 10 portions, and Aristotle took 9. He had 9 portions of human intelligence.
So he didn't believe in God.
Right. Therefore, the Rambam himself said that all the Aristotles together in the world can't make a Navi. Can't make a Navi. Can't make a prophet. The Medrash tells us that Yirmiyahu and Aristotle knew each other, and he was in contact with the Chachamim. And that is an interesting story. But no matter how many Aristotles you put together, and you make one brain out of a million Aristotles, you can't make a Moshe Rabbeinu. You can't make a Navi. Mm. You know, not only that, you can't make a Yid. Mm-hmm. A Yid. Not just Moshe Rabbeinu. You can't make one Yid.
Do we know what Aristotle's breaking point was, that he couldn't get over the hump?
The breaking point was that he didn't have it in the hardware. In other words, you and I are wired with a neshama. Aristotle wasn't wired that way. It's not a taina. And didn't Bertrand Russell say? So Bertrand Russell was also from the biggest geniuses of the 20th century. He was a genius. So he was the philosophy of morality. So he was once, I read in a book, it's a famous thing that he was showing off to the kids in class, in his college class. He was talking about how he was doing all kinds of avarice with a married woman. So one of the students said, "But you were just talking to us about morality. So what are you now? You're showing off that you're cheating on your wife." So his answer was, "Einstein wasn't a triangle." That was his answer. Meaning, Einstein taught math. That doesn't make you into a triangle. He says, "I teach morality. That doesn't make me moral. I teach morality. You know, I'm a genius in human morality. I'm a genius. I write books on this subject. But to be moral? I leave it up to the saintly people. I'm not a saint. I'm just having a good time. But I happen to enjoy this subject, that's all. It's an interesting subject." So this problem of Aristotle is not just Aristotle's problem. It's the limitation of the human mind, of the human intellect, which by definition is human. You and I, as the children of Avraham Avinu, we have something in us that's not human. We have something in us that's called a neshama. Achelek eloka mimal mamish. Therefore, you could take a person, and people like this has happened, as the Tanya talks about, and we all know throughout history, who their own intellect told them, "Why should I die for the sake of a religion that I don't even practice?" Jews who have given up their lives because they will not renounce Judaism, and they won't renounce Torah, which doesn't make sense. It goes against their entire intellectual upbringing and their way of thinking. And yet there's something that persists inside of a Jew, and there's something that persists inside the Jewish people as a people, that is higher than the intellect. The tachlis of life, the tachlis of our lives, is to be able to access that koach, which the B'ditchev is going to explain is the deeper meaning of zikna, of old age. We'll talk about that. I'm not going to get to it. He says that ki adam liver b'tzelam ukim, but doesn't mean chayiv lagila dargir ruchanis dargir lakis. You can't reach a lakus with the seichel. You could think about God. You could talk about God. You could write books and dissertations. But to become godly, no. You can be a nice person, very, very nice person. But you cannot come to a lakus. You cannot experience a lakus mitzad the seichel. Mitzad the seichel. Rak mitzad mailas nishmasai. Only by accessing, by coming into contact with the neshama, asher Hashem esbach nafach bekibah, that Hashem exhaled into each and every one of us. Man de nafach medilei nafach, as the Tanya brings down at the beginning from Chazal, that when you exhale, it comes from all the way inside. Hashem esbach kivyachol gave himself into each and every one of us. He breathed a living soul into each and every one of us. That comes from the deepest depths, kivyachol himself. Haneshama hu or elyain or eloki. The neshama is an or elyain. It's a transcendent, higher light. It's above everything of this world. Therefore, it's not bound to the rules and regulations of this world. V'davka kashi yo'ira v'yigala or nishmasai. And if a Jew is able to be ma'oira, to awaken, and to bring out in his life that light of the neshama, ha'shechenes b'kirbay, that is deep within him, he's able to be megala, to reveal that deepest will that's buried within him, and he uses that light of the neshama to guide his seichel, his way of thinking, and to guide his midas, the way that he feels and the way that he lives. The ze yizke l'shleimus ma'ilus ha'madregus adam. Then he has reached the shleimus of what a human being can become. Umas ha'olam nikraim b'shem, the last two lines. Umas ha'olam nikraim b'shem uma. The nations of the world are called, he says, this is from the B'ditchev. The nations of the world are called umas. Uma means a nation. Kolosh nakosiv, it says in Bereishis, ve'ela b'nei Yishmael, shneim asa nisim lumasa. They're called umais. The goyim are called umais ha'olam, the nations of the world. Now, where does that word come from, umais? Shehum miloshen ein. It comes from the word ein, which means a mother. Umais comes from the word ima, a mother. Ve'ilu b'nei Yisrael, the next page. Ve'ilu b'nei Yisrael, by Yidden, it says something else. By Yishmol, by the goyim, it says l'umasam, by the mother. By Jews it says, L'mishpachaysam, L'veis avaysam. The families, according to the fathers, L'veis avaysam. The chinas of, we count, our yichis is by the father. Is by the father. Only when a person, God forbid, is not well. When the body of the person is not well, then we daven for that person is by the mother. Because that is connected to physical limited reality. Therefore, when we're davening for the person's physical health, when we're davening for the person, so then you say Yitzhak Ben Sarah for the physical health. But once that person, lo aleinu, has left the world, so then we immediately switch back by the Kamalai. Once the person is no longer here and the neshama, the soul, has been separated from the guf, then we return immediately by the Kamalai. We return to the Father's name. When someone goes up to the Torah, when we're talking about ruchnius, spirituality, and connecting to Torah Hashem, to the pnimius of reality, then we call you up by your Father's name.
And why is somebody born to a Jewish mother but non-Jewish father? That's
both, excellent.
That's gashmius and ruchnius. I mean, it's the physical being, but the ruchnius should go.
Therefore,
to the
excellent. Therefore, in order to be able to come in, to break through the spiritual world and to enter into the physical realm, that can only happen by being carried in the mother's womb with the father's seed, which is in a hidden way, contained inside. But to break through into physical reality, it can only happen through the ima. The ima, the mother, is deeply connected to reality. Women in general are much more attuned to that, and that is a very big subject in Torah, that does not in any way limit the range of spirituality in a woman. That's not what it's about. And each and every one of us has both kaiches, male and female kaiches, within us. With a man in a healthy situation, the male koach is dominant and the female is recessive, and vice versa by a woman. This chilik, that goyim are called le'umasam, umayis ha'olam, after the mother, and yidden, Jews, are le'beis avoysam, by the father, is a very, very deep yisayit in Yiddishkeit, in the world. Umas ha'olam, the top line of the umas ha'olam, is yachasim rak achar imam, v'lo achar avoysam. The yichas, they consider by their mothers. Many of them are abandoned by their fathers. A mother you could identify. She gave birth to the kid. She's in the hospital. I mean, I remember when my oldest daughter, Meiru, when she was born, so she was sharing the hospital room with, it was in Brookdale Hospital. I don't know if you remember Brookdale Hospital. Okay, so it's still there. So in those days, a lot of Yidden were there. I don't know what's now, but so in the room there was a person that had the baby. She had a baby also, and I remember we were visiting our daughter Meira, and she was on the phone and she was saying over and over, but you're the father. You gotta come. You gotta come. You're the father. You gotta come. Boom. Father, enenu. Enenu. He could say, he could be kaifer. Oh, now it's hard because there's DNA and there's that. He could say, I'm not the father. I'm not the father. A mother? The mother, that's the metzias of this world. The child is born to a mother. So the nations of the world, their yichas is by that physical reality of coming out of that mother's womb. That's their yichas. That's who they are. The father already is a more of a mysterious character. Because the father you don't see in front of your eyes, Dafka. The child's born to a mother. The Gemara says that Rabbi Meir saw a guy whose mother passed away. This Abalala. And he was mourning very much over the loss of the mother. But when this guy lost his father, he wasn't misabal. He wasn't mourning in that way. Which is a deeper thing. It wasn't because maybe he didn't like his father. It's obviously, it's a universal thing. They're much more drawn after the mother than they are by the Ummah Salam, as in general, by the mother, much more than connecting to the father. But Yidden, the Yichas is Leves Avaisam. The Ikar HaYichas Nimshach Davke Mitzad Ha'av. And the Ikar HaYichas, the main Yichas, is Davke, drawn after the father. Leves Avaisam, therefore the Neshama, when the person has left the world, we go by the father. When you get up to the Torah, it's by the father. Things of this world, health, birth, by the mother. Now, why this is and how this works, so the Kedushas Levi says, from here we can understand mamish, the deeper chilik between what a Jew is and lahavda, what a ben noach is. That chilik, the Kedushas Levi, you know, we'll stop here because we're going to have to, you know, explain this whole paragraph. It doesn't pay to do a sentence or two. But Mitzvah, we'll finish next time. We'll figure out when it's a good day. We'll see next time how through this Torah we're able to understand the Chiddush of Avraham Avinu. Why is it that Chochma Bagoyim Tamin, we appreciate the intellect, we appreciate human wisdom wherever it comes from. But the nature of the soul and the ability of the soul to take a person higher than his own limitations and the limitations of this world, to make him into that person that could reach a level of Shlemus, that could reach a level of what Avram has described, if Avram Zokain was old, Bob Yomim, Zesha Kana Chachma, that Mitzvah will finish by the next year. Okay.